it's a big blow for areas like Donegal and border counties, which have a footprint of Ulster Bank branches. There's over 80 of them across the state, but they're concentrated in the border region. So it's a big blow for those communities. It's huge in terms of competition within the market. This is the third largest bank in the state. We will be left with a duopoly. The central bank has confirmed to me that this is likely to push up interest prices because there's less competition. And the big question here is what actually happens to the loan book. So we had vultures sniffing around this loan book and they haven't gone away. If that happens, that is not a good situation for customers. The best case scenario is we have a 2.5 bank system here in the state, basically two major banks with AIB and Bank of Ireland and a small bank with Permanent TSB, which doesn't do any business lending. Permanent TSB is state-owned. There is an opportunity, and what we would need to see is an options paper here in terms of what is the opportunity for Permanent TSB to build up its capacity and move more further into the SME lending by taking on the Ulster Bank loan book. Now, that comes at costs, which would have to be teased out and all that. But what we need to do, our objective here, is to try and strengthen banking within the state after this decision. So if you allow it to be broken up into different pieces, that's not good. The second thing is we need the loan books to be secured so that they don't fall into the hands of vulture funds and then homes and businesses are threatened. And the third thing, and these aren't in order of preference written, is that the staff and the footprint as much as possible is retained. Hopefully we aren't looking at that, but I think, and I've been saying this at the committee and with government for the last number of weeks, it has appeared that this is the trajectory, unfortunately, that this is moving in.